Okay, we're up to Kufnun Hay on the base, the bottom. Omar Abaya, Amrisha Kameh Demar Masnisin Mani. Rashi says Masnisin Mani, which part of the Mishnah? Diktani Nosin Maim Latocha Morsin. They're allowed to put water into the, what do we say, was bran. Right? The Masinis Maim Lo Zehu Gibula. The Malach of Losh is mixing a solid with a liquid and making it into one compound. So there's a machlokas, we'll see Tanoim, whether the Iker is mixing the liquid, the solid, and just this now they're mixed together. Well, the Iser is the actual mixing them up, so they now become one compound. Is putting the liquid into the solid, that's the malacha. Or the malacha is putting the liquid in the solid and mixing them up. Or maybe both of them. This is my machlokas, we've shown them in that. But the Tanoim argue like this. Smara says, so who is the Mishnah go according to? That you're allowed to put water into a solid. Omar li Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. That this only goes according to Rabbi Yosi b'Yehuda. The Tanya, what's the machlokas of Yosi Behuda and Rebbe? Echad nosin es hakemach, the echad nosin l'tocho mayim, ha'achron chayiv divrei Rebbe. Somebody put down kemach and somebody else put water into it, so the person who put the water is chayiv because of Lisha. As soon as he puts the water in, that's what Rebbe says. Yosi Behuda omer eino chayiv at shiyigbo. You have to mix it together. Right, until you make it into a dough and mix it in together, you're not chayav for lisha. Lisha is not just putting the liquid and the solid together. You have to also mix them together. So nobody's chayav over there. Dilma adkan lo kama Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda hasom ela kemach devar gibel. When did Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda say that putting the water alone is not called lisha? When you have something that is possible to mix up and mamish make into one compound. If you mix the water and the solid mamish together, they'll come like a dough. Aval morsin de la bar gibelhu, the bran never becomes like a dough. Right? I feel Rabbi Yosef Yehuda mode. I might think that in that case, the lisha for that thing is mixing the liquid with the solid. Since there's nothing you can do more than that, there's no, what's it called, doughy mixture that comes from bran and water, so then the malacha is mixing the water with the solid. Even Rabbi Yosi Behuda would agree by something was not a bar gibel that mixing the water with the salad is called lisha. Versus lo. Lo sokadaita. The Tanya, Behedya, ain't nosin maim lemursin, divi Rebbe. Rabbi Yosi Behuda, omer nosin maim lemursin. We have a price that says beferish, that Rabbi Yosi Behuda says mutter, and Rebbe holds its awesome. Ton Rabbonin, ain't govlin es hakoli. V'yesh omlin govlin. See Rashi till here. Afilu Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, zehu gibulo, because mixed when something that can't be kneaded into a dough, so the gibul is mixing the water with the solid. That's what we thought. Gemara says, kali kemach shel tvua shenesiabsha shehin kloyos betanur, a toasted grain that you then ground into flour, but also kemach laolam masaku, it remains always sweet. Vehu kimcha davshuna, but also imenu shtisa. And that kemach, you make this concoction called shtisa, which is made out of oil, water, and salt. Okay. So, if you have this kind of flour, okay, so the shaila is, are you allowed to make it into a dough? It never becomes a thick dough, but it remains a very thin mixture. That's the idea. So the question is, are you allowed to make a thin mixture or not? Man Yeshomrim, Rav Chisda, Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda. Who's the Yeshomrim who says that what's it called, that you're allowed to make it, to mix it together? That's Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda. Because he holds that unless you make something into a compound completely, that's not lisha. And here, since it remains a soft batter, that's not called lisha. Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda. Di Rebbe lo mahani le shinui. The Mishinas mayim mechayiv. According to Rebbe, you don't have to make it into a dough to be chayiv for lisha. You just have to mix the liquid with the solid. So as soon as you mix the liquid with the solid, you're chayiv. So doing anything more is irrelevant. So here, even though you can't do any more, you're still chayiv. Hashenkin, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds the chiyuv is on making the dough, mixing it together. Memela, over here, you can't ever mix it together to be a doughy substance. It's always going to be loose. And therefore, what's it called? If you'll make a shinoi, it'll be mutter. The minisinus mayim mechayev afilu midi labgir bar gibel, ken amrina gabi mursa. And Rebbe holds that even something that you can never make into a dough, if as soon as you put the water into the solid, you're chayev because of lisha, like by the bran. Aval Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the omer adshi gabel, hocha govlin kalachar yad. But according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the chiyuv is mixing it together. Here, if you do it shelo kederech, can the forest fall, like the Gemara is going to explain, v'hani mile hu dekomishani. The Gemara says that it's talking where you made a shinoi, and therefore it's mutter. Hechi mishani, how do you make a shinoi in kneading this together? Omer of Chizda, al yad. You do it, what's it called, a little bit at a time. V'shavin shebochshin es hashosis v'shabes, v'shosim zesum hamitzri. And everybody agrees, both Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that you are allowed to mix together, bochshin, betarvid, the hainu govlin, you're allowed to mix together, stir up, that's a stir, bochshin is to stir, right, shosis, and you're allowed to drink zesum hamitzri, because these are mamish liquids. They don't become any a batter. They remain a liquid. Rashi, shebochshin, v'shosim zesum hamitzri, debalav refuah nomi mashkehu. First of all, you're allowed to eat it because it's not just for a fuah. It's a mashka just even for healthy people. The snan kol mashkim shows adam l'refuah. You're allowed to drink things that healthy people drink, even if you're doing it for a fuah. So one second. So Vohamer saying govlin. The ma'aser according to Rebbe, you said that you can't mix the water in with the salad altogether. What's going to help? Because everybody agrees in these two things that you're allowed to mix the water in the salad and stir them together. Why is this different than what we said before? That according to Rebbe, as soon as you mix the liquid into the salad, it's awesome. Lokasha. Haba avo haba rakla. It depends if it's a thick mixture or a thin mixture. V'hani milehu d'mishani. And even the thin mixture has to have a shinui. Hechi mishani. Omer Rav Yosef, b'chol nosin es hachometz v'yachrav nosin hashosis, and the weekday you put the vinegar in, that, and then you put in the shosis, the solid part. You put the solid into the liquid. B'shabes nosin es hashosis v'yachrav nosin hachometz. And Shabbos do the opposite. You put the liquid into the solid. The liquid in the solid. Levi b'rei d'Rav Huna barchia ashkei legavla d'veinashya. The Kogovil, the Sofi Leleture. So Levi, the son of Rav Huna, Barchia, found the baker, I guess he was, or was the what's it called, the mixer of the Veinasha is his was his father-in-law, I think. Rashi, Gavin Masha, Shomer Behemos Oviv, no, his father. His father's roe, his father's, what's it called, animal keeper, umegabel macholin, and he used to make the food, too. He was the food maker for the father's animals. And he was, what's it called, mixing together the tvua, the flour and the water, and giving it to the animals. Botashbe. So he gave him a kick. Rashi. Ba'ava ain't govlin. If it's a thick mixture, then you can't, according to Rebbe, you can't even put the liquid into the solid. And according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you can't mix it up. Baraba, baraka, bochshin, she'ain zulisha. But by what's it called? By a thin batter, a thin mixture, there you're allowed to stir it. Because that's not lisha. It's a thin batter. It's pourable. Bechol nosin achometz, but you have to do it a shinoi. Klomer kach darko bechol. The normal way to do it bechol is first you put the liquid in a container and then you put the solid into that. Legavla deveinasha shomer behemos aviv umegabel macholim to call gavel morsin aide shinoi. So he was what's it called putting water into the bran and mixing it together. So botashbei the halakule alma avalo govlin tan. Everybody holds. Even Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda only held you're allowed to put the water into the bran, but you're not allowed to mix it together. And Rebbe holds you're not even allowed to put the water into the bran. Govlin Mursan Ayideshina, you can forish for also Vahuda Komishani. Okay, so Morris says now, Botashbe. Also Avua Ashkechei. So his father came and found him, that he had really given this guy a kick. This is what your mother's father said, Mishmei de Rav, Umanu Reb Yirmiyo Bar Abba. Who was that? That was Reb Yirmiyo Abba said in the name of Rav. Govlin, Velo Mesafin, Udlo Lokit, Belishnei Mahal Katinle, Vahani Milehu de Mishani. All these things you're allowed to do when feeding an animal. You can, mix it together. Govli Mursan Ayyadeh Shinui, Kin Mefarish Vazul, Behud Dekomishani. You're allowed to mix the bran with water. Even though we said before, everybody agrees you can't mix it, that's if you don't make a Shinui. But if you make a Shinui, it's mutter. Velo Masbin, Leturei, Ein Man Mirin Oslam. But you can't force feed them, like we said before, right, all the way down into the throat where it can't come out, can't come back. Velo Lokit, Belishne, Egel Kotten, Shadayin, Lolo Medlechol. If you have a young calf that doesn't know yet how to eat, right, so then what's it called? Mahal Kitinle. You're allowed to put the food into its mouth as long as you don't stuff it into the place that it won't come back. Or according to the other day, you don't put it in with a kli, you only put it in by hand. Vahani Mile Huda Mishani. When you're allowed to be Govil, the Mursan, to mix the bran with water, is if you make a Shinui. Hechi Mishani, what is the Shinui? Rav Yemer Bar Shalmi or Mishmei Dabaya, Shesiva Orev. You put it in the spoon, and you don't stir it with round motions, but you stir it lengthwise and crosswise. One motion one way, and then a motion the other way. That's a Shinui in how you stirring is normally done, in a circular motion. Here you're doing it one thing at a time. Or it says, V'holo ma'arev shapir, l'maisa, if you do that, you'll never mix the thing up. Amar Rav Yehuda, minaro l'kli. So you pour it from one kli to another kli. It's also how to mix it up. Okay, Rashi. V'hani mile de amran de mutu l'gabel morson shesiva orev, pam achas mole chamakel shesi, upam achas orev. First you do it lengthwise, then crosswise. One motion at a time. Minaro the kli, v'hu misare me'elav. Or you can pour it from one kli to another, and it'll mix up by itself. Okay. Kosov ha-pinkasei d'zi'iri. Right? It was written on... They used to have pinkosim. Before you were allowed to write down Torah Shebal Peh, you were allowed to keep a notebook for yourself, for your own purposes. So Zi'iri had written in his notebook, for notes for himself, Amoris kodem Rebbe, umoni rebchia. I said this in front of my Rebbe, who was Reb Chiya, Mahu Legabel, right? It was, what's it called? The question came up in front of Reb Chiya, are you allowed to mix the Mursan together? Right? Are you allowed to stir it together? Omar Osir. So he said it's Osir. Mahu Lefarek, Omar Mutter. Right? Are you allowed to take, Rashi Rashi, Apinka say, Luchos Kshuro Zuim Zu, Ka'osan Shal Sochari. It's like a notebook. Mahu lefarik, losis mitoch kli shalifnei behemazu, losis lefnei chaverta. All these were halachas that got to be feeding animals. So first, can you take the bran and mix it with water? He said, it's awesome. How about, to what's it called, take the food from before one animal and put it in front of another animal. Right? That's tircha. So, Omar mutter, that's mutter. Omar Rabbanasya, chad kame chad, tre kame tre shaper domi. Rashi, chada kame chada, milso bapei nafshehi. It's a new thing. It's not going back on the before. Chada midash regilim losis lefnei behema, mutter losis lefanei b'shabbos. The normal portion you give an animal, you're allowed to put in front of that animal on Shabbos. The chen tarti, kame tarti, ha'ochlos b'avil sechot. If you have two animals eating from the same feeding trough, you're allowed to put two portions in for two animals. Avol talta kame trei osir. But to put three portions for two animals, that's extra tircha, that's not necessary, that you're not allowed to do. Rashi, aval talte kamitarti, hol v'cholo yoivlo, since normally you don't give these animals three portions, only two portions, one portion each, ki hai havi tircha d'lo tzorich. So you're bothering, and something's not necessary, that's not mutter on Shabbos. The Koshkein Tarte Kamechada, surely two to one, right, is even more Tircha, right? It's double the Tircha. Here it's only, a third more, right, total. Okay. Rav Yosef Omar, Kav Afilu Kabayim. You can give, one kav, that an animal that takes one kav, you can give him even two kav. In other words, you give a bigger portion. Ula Omar Kur Vafilu Kurayim. And Ula holds even double, bigger a portion, has a big portion. You don't normally take a kur, you're allowed to give him a double, two kur. And that's not called extra tircha. Okay, let's go on. Ksiva Pinkas say the Levi. And on Levi's notebook was written the following. Amris Kodem Rebbe, Umanu Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Right? They said in front of Rebbe, my Rebbe, who was he, Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Al Dehavu Govlin Shesisa Bebovel. Right? They used to mix the Shesisa, which we said before, you're allowed to mix it with a Shinui. They used to do that in Bovel. And Rebbe, Umanu Rabbeinu HaKadosh, right? Tzavach, and he yelled at them. He held you couldn't do it. Al dehavu govlin shisa, v'les deshmiyale, v'les shchela biyodei lemeser. Right? And nobody listened to him. And he didn't have the power to answer it, mid Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yosef Yehuda held that it was, mutter with a shinui, at least. Ksiva pinka said Rabbi Shuban Levi, once I rest your Rashi, Amris kami Rebbe, Rebbe Levi mishtoi, dehu omar kodem Rebbe, al hanach inshi de govlin shisa. He went and complained to his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, that they were mixing shesisa on Shabbos. Mid Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, bar pluksa, the havishori le'el af ba'ava, bar yidei shinui bo'inogin kamoso. Rebbe, we said before, held that it's osur, because he held that that as soon as you put in the liquid, it's osur. And therefore, you don't even have to mix it to be osur. Making a shinui in the mixing is not going to help. But Rabbi Yosef Yehuda argued on Rebbe, and he held it was mutter. And they were doing it according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and ignoring Rebbe. So he was upset with them, but he couldn't answer it because it was another shita, and they passed him like the other shita, not like him. Okay. Ksiva Pinkasei Rabbi Shuban Levi, right, in the notebook of Rabbi Shuban Levi, they found written the following. Hai man de bechad b'shaba yehegvar v'lo chadabe. A person is born on Sunday, so he will be a person who has one thing, my lochadabe, right? What does that mean? So more so like this, ilem of a lochad lativu, that the guy will not be good, he'll be a bad person, he has more tchunis for bad. From Ravashi, ano bechad b'shaba havoy. Ravashi said, I was born on Sunday. So it can't be that people born on Sunday, right, only have a bad temperament. Elalav, chadalabishu, that they won't have they'll be one for good, not for bad. Not only was I born on Sunday, but Dimi Bar Kakosta was also born on Sunday. Ana Melech, but who have Reish Gandhi? He was a head of a band of thieves. So Lechara, you see that if you're born on Sunday, you could be good, you could be bad. Either you're one person. Sunday already was the Yom Echa, the day that Rav Anushim was alone, one. And either you're going to be one way or the other way. You're not going to be in between. Either you're going to be good or you're going to be bad. It's a day for polarization. That's what Sunday is. There's nothing that's going to force you to be good or bad. But you're going to be the kind of person that's not in between. You're going to be polarized. My time at the Ivru Bay or the Choshech. Because on Sunday, or the Choshech was created. And what's it called? It's either or it's Choshech. Rashi. Hai man de bechad b'shabbat, hanole becha b'shabbat, yehe gvar v'lo chodabe, yehe odom sholim b'mida achas. He'll be complete in one mida, and he won't be a mixture of two midos. V'lo achas bo mimida acheres. He won't have another mida mixed in into that mida. Well, the common first of the ozel. V'hu reish gandhe, de man de bechad b'shabbat, yehe rosh. The person who's born on Sunday is going to be an extreme person. He's going to be a Rosh Hashiva, or he's going to be a head of the Ganovim, not Stam a Ganov. Temosh Hayom Rosh L'Maisa Bereishis, like Rashi says, the first day was the head of Maisa Bereishis. Niyush Mamino Dinolodim Bo Tzadikim Roshoyim. that either on Sunday you're going to go to one extreme or the other. Rashi, hay man de betrei b'shaba, gehegvar ragzon. A person who, what's it called, is born on Monday, he's going to be a ragzon. What's ragzon? We'll see in one second. My time, mishum defligu b'maya, because the waters were separated on Monday, and that's a ragzon. Ragzon doesn't mean a person who gets angry. Ragzon means a person who's agitated. He won't be restful. When you get angry, you get agitated, so that's also called roges. But roges, al tirgezu baderech, means don't be agitated, not don't be angry. So roges means agitated. So since the waters, the above waters and the bottom waters were separated, there's a lot of agitation. A person who's born on Monday is going to be agitated. Hai man de betauta b'shav, person born on Tuesday, yehe gvar osir v'zanai. Rashi, the fligu maya kahu ye bottle me call them. He'll be separated from people. He won't have any menucha. Zanoi noeth. The person born on Tuesday is going to be a person who's rich and what's it called and very sensual. Why? My time mishum the ivru beyasavim, because grasses were created on Tuesday. Dechsev tadshe haaretz. It's something that's very prolific. Ma'od, ma'maher legadol, it's small, it grows very fast and reproduces very fast. Dewinian preetzus. Preetzus is where things happen externally very quickly. The opposite of preetzus is tznius, but it's also busha. And busha comes from the word boshesh, that we have the next week's sedra, which means to be inhibited, to hold back. When a person's mevuyish, he doesn't do things just like this. He doesn't, whatever he thinks, he doesn't do. He thinks first to see if it's okay, and if something doesn't befit him, he holds it back. So therefore, what's it called? A person like the grass just keeps, reproducing itself quickly without any inhibition. It's not inhibited. That's a sign of preetzus. So the person born then is going to be a poritz. So again, what's it called? It could be use it for the bad, use it for the good. We'll see in all of these things. This rest of him, the Huyin preaches. Lashanach lo shiv lemineu basavim b'tzivuyam shiotzim berbuv yaviyonkin zamizeh. Another reason why the grasses, it never said they were made lemineu, but they all get mixed together. So here the grasses reproduce in a mixed fashion. So too, this person is going to have the tchuna. He's going to have the predisposition to mix in a way that's not proper. Hayman de Biarboa b'shava, somebody's born on Wednesday. Yehigvar chakim v'noyer, he's going to be an enlightened person. Smart and enlightened. Noyer zivson, enlightened. Why? My time, mishum de islu be'ma'oros. Rashi, islu be'ma'oros, see b'torah or. Torah is considered light. So that person will be a chacham. On Wednesday, Haiman de bechamisha b'shaba yehegvar gomel chasodim. Person on Thursday will be a person who's gomel chesed. My time, mishum divru be'dagim ve'ofos, because birds and fish were created on Thursday. Divru dagim ve'ofos. Rashi shein torchim la'ochlin ela mizonim bechasas la'kadosh baruch hu. They have an idea of chesed. The Rabbanu Shlom has tremendous chesed. They don't have to do any work, no bother to get their food. Birds and especially birds and fish. The Rabbanu Shalom takes care of them without them bothering too much. Haiman de Mamali Shabbos, a person is born on Friday. Yehigvar Chazran. So Rashi says, what does that mean, Chazran? Mechazar achar mitzvos. He's going to be a person who's constantly pursuing mitzvahs. One second. Omer of Nachmar Yitzchak, Chazar mitzvahs. Right, that is going to be pursuing mitzvahs. Haiman de Bishabsa. Yehi b'shabsa yomus, that since he was born on Shabbos, he'll die on Shabbos. Al dachilu ala yom rabba. Since when he was born, they had a mechal Shabbos for him, so as a tikkun for that, he's going to die on Shabbos too. And then they won't be metapa with him on Shabbos. So it'll make up for the fact that there were mechal Shabbos when he came into the world. When he leaves the world, they won't be mechal Shabbos. Omar Rava Barav Shila, the Kaddisha Rabba Yiskrei. However, when he's alive, he'll be called an Ish Kodesh, because he was born on a Yom Kodesh. He has the propensity for Kedusha. Omar lehu Rabbi Chanina puku omru le lebar levoi lo mazel yom gorim ala mazel shah gorim. Tell him he's making a mistake. It's not the mazel of the day you're born that dictates your character, but it's the mazel of the hour you're born, under what constellation. Haiman de Bechama, if you're born under the constellation of the sun, this has nothing to do with the constellations that we call constellations. It has to do with the different heavenly hashpos, right, that are powerful at different times of the day. And they follow a whole system, right, one after the other. And there are seven of them, seven of those mazalos. And it doesn't mean when the sun is up or whatever. There's the power of the sun that has shlita over certain hours of the day, right? Whether it's what the sun is up or the sun's down or whatever makes no difference. That has nothing to do with it. It has to do with the spiritual power behind the sun was given influence during certain hours of every day.
Is it the same time every day?
Is it the same time? It's...
We had a Gemara before that just...
Right.
That's
a question more or less. It's a set amount of time. The question is, since it's 24 hours in the day and these are seven things, it keeps changing when the cycle starts again. It doesn't start again every day. Rashi. Chazar mitzvah, she came derech Erev Shabbos, lazar mitzvah Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, people running after all the mitzvahs of prayer for Shabbos, so it's a day of preparation, of pursuing mitzvahs. The Kaddisha Rabbi Yiskri, Shia Porush V'Kodush, Yosiva Yikadshehu. Omer Lohu Rabbi Chanin, Le Talmidim, Shikoru Pinkosos Rabbi Yoshua, when they reported what they found in Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi's Pinkas, this idea of who's going to be what, when you're born, what day, so he told them it's not the case. That's not the ikar influence on a person's character, is not what day he was born, but what hour he was born in. Zayin mazolos, saying there's seven different mazolos. The word mazol comes from the word lahazil, to distill. All the hashpos of the Rabbanu Shalom distill through certain, stars or certain powers in this world. Each one distills a different idea. So that's mazel. Mazel, it's nozel. It's tizal katalim rasi. So it filters through these midos. Mazel shah, zayin mazolos, hein hamisham shemis hashos. And they are chama and chankal shetzem. Chama, hainu chama mamish, that's a sun. Hu echad min hamazolos, that's one of these mazolos. But it doesn't mean when the sun is up that's the mazel that's being sholei, because even when the sun is up, it's split into different things. V'chein levana, v'ashar havikochavim. The sun and the moon are the hashpah of the sun and the moon, and it's lav dafka when they're out, and the other ones are all stars, constellations. Okay, so now he says, so how does that work? Hai man de bechama, person is born under the influence of the sun, yehigav gevar ziva sun, he'll be a very lightened person. Rashi, Zivason Keshemesh HaMeir, Ochel Midilei, right, he'll be like the sun. What does that mean? He'll be a lichtiger person. He'll eat from himself, just like the sun has its own light. Doesn't have to take light from somebody else like the moon. Vishosi Midilei, he'll eat and drink from his own. The Razoi Galion, and he won't be able to keep a secret, because the sun is all, everything is open. If he'll be a ganav, he won't be matzliach, because he won't be able to keep anything private. Okay, so he'll be a very open, public person, and a person who supports himself. Hai man de bekochav, right? If you're born under Venus, kochav noga, yehegvar atir vizanai. He'll be the person who's rich and promiscuous. My time, Mishum Disyol in Beinura. Yeah, because Rashi says, Zivosin Keshemesh Hameir, Ochel Midilei Keshemesh, Sheinu Masik Vureyu, Limsho Malayla. The Shemesh also, only is in the day. It doesn't come out at night, like the moon comes sometimes in the day, sometimes at the night. So the moon takes away from the sun by being the same time as the sun. But the sun never encroaches on the moon. So it he'll have his own and not take from others. V'razoi galyon, ein lo rishus l'chasas soldo. Right, he's the kind of person who won't be able to keep a secret or to keep his thing secret. V'nisrosov ela k'shemesh hazeshu pumbi l'kol. He'll be a person, a very open person. The Talibei Nura, and if you're under the influence of Venus, Eish Talibosu Mazel, Yetzer Shel Tashmish Boer Ketanu. So you'll be a very promiscuous, a very sensuous person, because that Mazel is the Mazel that fire has a connection to. So you'll be burning with the fire of promiscuity. Hayman de Bekochav, okay, the person who's, what's it called? Kochav is Mercury, right? Rashi. Mazel Kochav, who sofer shel Mazel Chama, that's the closest planet to the, what's it called, to the sun. So he's like the scribe of the sun. Derech Hiluchov, the Kufosav, and what's he, it's Lotami. It's nearest the sun, more than any other planet. So that person, ye govern nohir v'chachim, mishum the safra the chamahu. He's like the scribe of the sun. He's close to the sun, so he'll also be an enlightened person. Haiman de belavana, person who's born under the influence of the moon. Ye gvar sovil marin, he'll be, first of all, a person who suffers a lot, just like the moon goes through all of its phases, gets bigger, smaller, and so on. And banai v'sosir, Sosir Banai, he'll build and destroy, destroy and build. He's going to be like the moon, gets bigger, smaller. Ochil delo delay, he'll be supported by other people, just like the moon gets its light from the sun. And also it encroaches on the sun by being in the daytime too. Vishasi delo delay, Virazoi Kasin, he'll be a private person. He'll be able to hide his secrets, because the moon also is what's it called, is able to hide. In Ganav Matzach, if you're Ganav, he'll be a successful Ganav. Rashi. Sovil Naran, Kilavon Azushim, is Navna Vaholechas. Just like the moon decreases, he'll have Tzoris. Banoi Vesosir, Kilavon Azushim, Delem is Maetis. He'll build and destroy, destroy and build, just like the moon. Ochil lo delay, Kalavon, Amasegis Gvulacham, Alim Shalap Biyom. The Lavana, in two ways, Rashi says one of them. That the Levana is Masik Gvul of the Chama, and it, what's it called, rules even in the daytime, not only at night, right? And also, the Rabbi Kivager brings down the Panamiris in Kosnasor, Sefer Yazan Chumash. I think there he says, Taka, that it means that the moon gets its reflected light. So it really doesn't have any light of its own. It has light from the sun, so it encroaches on the sun. Therefore, a person will have to be supported by other people. V'razoi kashin kalavana, she'ino me'ira. The moon doesn't shine on its own, so it's really a dark thing. It can cover its secrets. Okay, next. Hay man d'shabsoi, person born under the influence of Saturn. Yegvar machshavtei b'telin. The Isti Amri called him a Chashvin Alei Betel. Be a person whose either his plans will be bottled or people's plots against him will be bottled. The Shabsoi, Mazel Kochav Shishmo Shabsoi. It's the name of a planet. His name is Shabsoi, which is Saturn. Betelin, Kamolo Yishbosu. Why is that? Well, I'm not sure. Why, that's the Hashpah of that planet. Haiman, the Betzedek. It could be from the word Shapsoi. It's Shovsin, Mushbosin. Right? The name of it represents its power. Right? It's going to be Mashbis. It's going to, take away the plots of others or take away his plans. Haiman de Betzedek, person is born under Jupiter. Tzedek, Yehigvar Tzadkun. He's going to be a person who's, what's it called, a... Tzadkun means, Rashi is Metelik Lo Yishbosu. Well, Yishbosa means they won't cease. Here they will cease. His plans, his plots, or the ones of others thinking about him will be shoveis. And the word Shabsai. Satim mitzvahs, tzedakah aniyim, the korile mitzvah, the Lashon Agada. Tzedakah is called the mitzvah. Right? So what's it called? So he'll be an ish tzedek because he was born under tzedek. A person born under Mars, Yehegvar Oshidama, he'll be a person who lets blood, who sheds blood. Omer Avashi, that could be one of many things. E Umna, he could be a bloodletter. E Ganva, he could be a murderer. E Tapcha, he could be a butcher. E Moalor, he could be a Moal. He could either have this tuna for mitzvahs, for averas, or for parath. Omer Rabba, Anobe Madim Havoy. Rabba said, I was born under Madim, right? And Omer Abaya, Mar Nomi Onish Vikotl. So I'm not a butcher, I'm not a Noel, what's it called? So how does that fit in for me? So Rabbi told him, you also, you're a, what's it called, a leader, and you can punish people and have people killed. So you're also a person who sheds blood. There's an interesting sub-sofer with Purim. It says, the Mara says that Rabbi and Rab Zeira had a Purim Suda together, and Rabbi got drunk, and he killed Rab Zeira. And then he, what's it called, made him come back alive. And the next year, Rabbi invited Reb Zera to his Purim Suda again. Reb Zera said, forget it, I'm going somewhere else. Not every time do Nisim happen, and you kill me this year, maybe you won't bring me back to life. So the Rabbeinu Ephraim says that the Gemara brought down this Maisa to tell me that the Halacha is not like Rabbi anymore. That you're not chayiv to get drunk on Purim, because we look what happened when Rabbi got drunk. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Ephraim says, this Maisa is mevatel halacha. There's no mitzvah to get drunk on Purim from the time of Rab, from the Maisa that happened to Rab and Rab Zera. So Sam Sofer says, no, it's not true. What's it called? Rabba was different, because Rabba had an atiyah to shed blood, because he was born under Mars. So you can't learn from Rabba. People who aren't born under Mars aren't going to kill the people when they get drunk. Therefore, the Maisa has no relevance to anybody except for Rabba. There's only a problem that the Yerushalmi has a girsa Rava in Reb Zeira, not Rabba. So the whole vort doesn't take place if it's not Rabba. Beyond that, they say that from the mice itself, you see that there was a mitzvah to still get drunk. Because when Reb Zeira was invited the next year, why didn't he want to go? If Rabba already had charot, he's not going to get drunk again, right? The halacha, since the mice happened the first year, they decided not getting drunk anymore, right? Then what was he afraid of? Elamai, even the next year, Rabbi held you have to get drunk. Even after this Maisa happens, you see, that not like the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Itmar, Rabbi Chanina Omer, Mazel Machtim, Mazel Masher, V'yesh Mazel Yisrael. The Mazolos are responsible for your IQ, and they're responsible for if you're going to be rich or poor. And Yesh Mazel Yisrael, Mazolos affect Klal Yisrael too. Rabbi Yochanan Omer ain't Mazel Yisrael. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the mazel does not affect Klal Yisrael. Now, that even though Tosus brings down here, even though Rava himself said in what's it called, in Moy Cotton, Boni Chayim Zone, right, whether you're going to have children or how long you're going to live, and Mizonos are totally in mazel. They're not totally in schus. That's part of what your chelik in this world is. Has nothing to do with your tzaddik or a rasha. You're given a certain framework within which to work, and that framework comes through the mazalos. So, and within that framework, you can work. You have your schar and onesh and your bechira. So he says that everybody agrees that the mazalos apply even to Klal Yisrael. The question is, can they change? Tosus holds that the b'schus gadol they can change. But sometimes it doesn't change, right? And therefore, the shayla of Yesh Mazel Yisrael, Ein Mazel Yisrael, is not whether it doesn't apply at all. It applies. But a yid with a great schus can go beyond the mazalos. Okay. That's what we're going to see. Where we see that with a great schus, you can go beyond it, and the mazal will not apply to you. But as the Rabbi Yochanan the Tameh, Dar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Shein Mazel Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan in another place explained how he knows it ain't Mazel Yisrael. Shenemer Komer Hashem El Derech Hagoyim Al Tilmedu Umeosos Hashemayim Al Tichosu Ki Yechtu Hagoyim Mehema Hem Yechtu Velo Yisrael. the goyim are affected by the mazalas, but not yet. But that doesn't mean it's not possible. You are possible to free yourself from the mazalas. The goyim aren't possible to free themselves from mazalas, but you are possible. V'af rav sovrei mazal Yisrael, domar rav Yehuda marav, menayin shein mazal Yisrael, shenemar v'yotzi oso achutza. Omar Avram of Nekonish Baruch, Ribbono Shel Olam, ben Beis Yorish Osi. Avram said, I see that I'm not going to have children, and Eliezer is going to inherit from me. Omar Lo Lav, he said, you're making a mistake. Ribbono Shel Olam told him, no. Ki im asher yetzi me'echa, you're going to have children. Omar Lefon Ribbono Shel Olam, istakalti b'tstagninu sheli, ve'eni roi laholid ben. I looked at my astrology charts, and I see that I was born under a mazel that I'm not going to have children. Like it says, boni, right, having children is totally in mazel. In mazel meaning that the hashpah, right, of what framework you were given when you were born, and it depends a lot on the hashpahs of the various natural influences when you were born. Omar leit seim mitzdagninu shalcha. No, you can be free of the astrology, shein mazel Yisrael, because, again, here it means, it's possible for a Jew, like Avraham Avinu, to free himself of that mazel. My daitach, what do you think? The Rav Moshe said, the koi tzedek b'maro, because the tzedek is in the west, and that is a sign that, what's it called, it's in a cold place, Rashi says, the koi tzedek shu mazel shulcha, b'maro shu makom etzunan, vein roi laholid, that's why you can't have children, because you were born under a mazel that is a cold mazel, right? Kach matzosi b'ashash rabbeinu alevi. I'll change the mazalas for you. So you see that there is a hashpah for the mazalas. The Rebbe has to change it. He doesn't just say, I'll make it different. He's going to have to change them around to make it work. The influence will be different. Behind the sea, miheir mi mizrach tzedek. Who was the one who took tzedek and put it in the mizrach? Yikro'eo l'ragla. That's what Rebbe Shalom. Okay. The Arashi Rashi. Ganva, listim ahorig nefashas. Either you'll be a murderer, umna, or a bloodletter. Onish bnei adam ahorig nadevara. You also, Abaye told Rava, are a person who sheds blood. You have the right to punish people who go against you. You're given power by the government to punish people. Mazel machim uti ha-mazel hi ha-chochma. According to the mazel is what kind of chochma you'll be. Right? And that's going on IQ. But whether you're going to act wisely or not, that's up to your bechira. All these things are predispositions. You can use them for the good, you can use them for the bad. There's no midah that the mazel controls that's good or bad. It's all parith. And how you use it, like we said, that it says by the person who sheds blood. You can be shed blood for the good, for the bad, for what's it called, neutral. All different possibilities. So you have free choice. Nothing's pushing you one way or the other. But you do have a framework within your free choice works. You have certain midos that you get from the certain framework that you're in. Right? It's not only this, right? Where you're born. If you're born to a rich family, a poor family. If you're born, what age? You're born during the Holocaust? You're born, in what's it called in the United States in the 80s, 90s, or whatever, today, where you're affluent. So the mizgeret is set. What you do with it, that's your free choice. Yesh mazel Yisrael, she'ain tefilot tzedaka mishanas ha-mazel. The one who holds yesh mazel Yisrael holds that you can't change the mazel. You're stuck in that framework and that's it. And you have to work within that. Ein mazel Yisrael, da'yidei tefilot schus mishtana mazel l'tova. Not that it doesn't apply, it applies. But if you have a schus and you daven well, then you can free yourself of the hashpah of the mazel and even change it. It's stagninus chokmas amazolus. Same in stagninus. He took him out of the power of the mazolus.